Let's go to Armagh next again and talk to the principal of St Patrick's Grammar School in Armagh, where Daniel and his twin brother Nathan attended as secondary school students. Dominic Clark, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Have you recovered from watching last night?
Oh, we're still on the crest of a wave. It's just absolutely wonderful for primarily Daniel and Nathan, and also his other brother Ben, who also went to St. Pat's, and his mum and dad and sister and family. It's just an absolutely fantastic achievement, and it's just reward for the efforts that he has put in since he's a kid, basically. I think a number of years ago we did, I think Nathan and Daniel might have been 15, 16, we did a number of videos in the school about up-and-coming people, and the two guys were interviewed, and at that stage they said they would like to go to the Olympics, and Paris was their target. And I look forward to digging that interview out again and presenting it to the two boys, because now here we are, and reality has set in, and not only is Daniel Olympic champion, he's also Olympic record holder, and as he said himself, there's more to come. So we're just absolutely delighted for Daniel, Nathan and all of his family, and we're very, very, very proud here up in St Pat's in Armagh.
Tell us, what was he like in school? Was he always so confident?
He was pretty understated, to be honest, because our school, like a lot of schools, dominated by Gaelic sports. And the two boys, they weren't interested particularly in Gaelic sports, but they were highly respected as swimmers. And they just went about their business. And it was, there's the two swimmers, there's the swimmers. And but they just went about their business in school. They were very, very diligent. They applied themselves to their studies every bit as much as they did to their sports. And I say that because we all knew that at 5 a.m. they were off. They had a swim session done, and by the time they got to school, they had been up for 4 hours.
And tell me about what happened when COVID closed the school, Dominic, because Daniel was preparing for both the A-levels and the Olympics at that stage.
Well, he was hoping to, he was definitely getting ready for his A-levels, which are his final exams here, and as was Nathan, and the two boys were very, very diligent students and wanted to get superb grades, as they turned out they did. But in the January of that year, they then had an opportunity to go and train with Swim Ireland down in Dublin. And I know Mr. and Mrs. Whiffen were in a bit of a dilemma. You know, it's a key time, should it? Because we're looking towards Paris, and Tokyo really is too soon. And I remember the conversation with them. And my response to that was, look, you can do your exams when you're 20, 25, 30, but you only going to get a very, very limited chance to qualify and take part in the Olympics. So they went with our blessing, but they didn't just disappear. They applied themselves as they had always done. They went to Dublin, they trained twice, and they kept an ear to the ground, and they kept contact with the school and the teachers. And on occasions, they changed their 6 a.m. swim session to 5 a.m. so that they could be finished an hour earlier to get up to the school from Dublin, to catch up with some of the teachers who were good enough to give free. And like, for example, you can't just go off and do maths A level on your own. So they had to come up and make contact with Mr. Denver, our head of maths. He set aside time for them, resources for them, and they took that away. Sat with him for an hour or so, some of the other maths teachers, back down to Dublin, did what they had to do, and a swim session that night. And in between, obviously, they're doing their nutrition, their weights, and their stretching and massage and all that. So on. And there was a very close contact between ourselves and Swim Ireland. And look, we're delighted that it ultimately, COVID delayed the Tokyo Olympics by 1 year, and that allowed the two boys an opportunity to qualify. And of course, Daniel did.
Dominic, thank you. Thank you very much for speaking to us. And I can't let you go without, of course, mentioning what a big week it's been, not just for your county, but for your school. Your past pupils coming down with medals this week, because you had a number of students as well on that Armagh winning team at the weekend. 6 or 7, is that right?
We were seven on the panel. We have young Oisin Conaty, who was man of the match, and we have Joe McIlroy, now affectionately known as Joey the Block, who made that fantastic block at the end. Five other lads, so we're on the crest of a wave. So Mr. McLean, our head of PE, will be, even though he's a Tyrone man, he's very invested in the school and the kids. He'll be over the moon, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And
he's
very, very proud of Daniel. He's been in contact, as a lot of staff have, just about Daniel. And we're just delayed. Sport plays a very, very big part in the school, and this is definitely a big, big lift for the whole school community in the city and all around. So we're over the moon. We're very, very happy.
Dominic Clark, Principal at St. Patrick's Grammar School in Armagh. Thank you very much for speaking with us.